In there, I go now. You'll forgive me if I'm not necessarily going chronological order, they say that, but I go now. Very things to say, it's not on this beautiful Kasam sofa. The whole attitude towards it is to try this Kasam sofa, it gives us a very important hadrach. In the Hakadah, we say, Arami Ovi Dovi, Ayer and Nitzrayma, Vayogu Shomim Zeymah. And Shomim Gilgad wants to more of, so people ask the question, Arami Ovi Dovi, what's that really got to do with Tiet Nitzrayma? Okay, we know through that. And Arami, these were things that happened to us. Chol Devar Derim Demalein Lechal Haseinu, people want to harm us, and Lavan tried to do it, etc. Okay, so the Kasam sofa says like this. Famous, there's a greater kasha on the cloud. Tiet Nitzrayma, tell me, Kadosh Baruch Hu, Tiet Nitzrayma, so there is a problem. He put us in, so of course he should take us out. What's he does? Somebody locks you up in the cellar, and he gives you Tzoras Tzoruras, and then he's kind enough to let you out. Thank you so much, very thank you so much, you'd never put me in the first place. What if it's very kind, okay? That's it, okay. And Ababanel explains one of the questions to the Manishtana as follows. The first question, Manishtana, is, Kol Alelus An Oyglim Chomitz Umatzo, Alayla Azeh Kuloi Matzo. So he wants to learn that this, what the question is, a very clever question. The Gemara says, Abo Chayovim Lahoidus. There are four people who have situations of problem, danger, I've got to give a Hidol to Kadosh Baruch Hu. Those who cross the sea, those who cross the desert, those who come out of prison, and those who have been seriously ill. All have Chayov Lahoidus. And that means that they have to bring a common Torah, plain English. When it got in the time of the Beis HaMikdash, if a person had any one of these experiences, it's mechuyev to bring a common Torah. And by a common Torah, it's not a din, a chiddush in the Torah, it's an exception, you bring chometz. You bring 3 sets of 10 types of matzah, and you bring 10 loaves of chometz. It's a rare occurrence to have chometz to Beis HaMikdash. Why that is, that's not for here just now, it's the Svanu in my Emma, but not for now. The fact remains that when you bring a common Torah, you have to bring matzah and chometz. Whereas, at the Miluim, the contrast, at Miluim, when Akrish Bohu, when the Yidden opened up the Mishkan, started off, there had to be Korbonos, there was no chometz, it was just matzah and no matzah. Fred, the child who's actually the Ben Shol is of it, my Nishtana, Alay, Lazem, Mikolay, Lis, we've had, just now, a Yitzias Mitzrayim, and we're in four reasons why we have to bring a Torah. First of all, we came out of prison. Second of all, we crossed over the Yamsel, we went through the sea. Bigger, different, right? We went through the Midbar, the Yidden went through the Midbar, and they came to Matan Torah when all Cholim were in Nisrabu. So we've got four reasons to bring a Korban Torah. And so Manishtana Halayla said, this Laila, that we've come out of this Laila, Laila's time, the simon of darkness, of hardship. We've come out from this hardship. So Chol Halaylas, whenever we have a hardship, nor in the Chometz Umatzah, you have to bring a Korban Torah with Chometz and Matzah. Halayla said, tonight, of all nights, we don't bother with the Torah. What does that? The Babanel asks that question. So the Kasam Sofer explained that. He gives a mosh. The muscle, it's a little bit difficult to bring in reality, but okay. Yeah, you have a garment that's stained. It's got a mark on it, it's not clean. So what do? You take it to the cleaners. Now, when it's cleaned, it gives you back and you pay for it, right? The Baisa, when you give your garment to the cleaner, it's got certain marks, but when he puts it in his machine, and in the middle of the cycle, it's far worse than it was before he stopped it. All the dirt's all going all around the place. If he takes you out in the middle, it's worse than it was before. So, oh, thank you. We don't thank him for taking away all the muck he put in. We thank him for the original dirt that we had there, which he removed. That's what we're thanking him for. That's what we're paying for. Arami oivedovi pshatazoi. Again, there's a monetary cash on our behavior. We are very proud of our lineage. We're proud of our ancestry. Ich bin aber Avrom Yusuf Yaakov. Not like you going, excuse me, Mr. Eucha ben Terach, and Eucha ben Lovon, Eucha ben Mesoel, Grishoim, so you're no different than me. And the attack of the truth, their genes, or the hereditary midas which a person has comes from his forebears. So as well as we've got Avrom's midas, and Yitzchak's midas, and Yaakov's midas, Baruch Hashem, there's also Terach, and the Yitzchak. Arami, they're all from Aram. Arami Oivedomi. Arami messed us up. We have Zetas Arami. Therefore, in order to remove the Zuama, the Tuma, the Begam, the damage done to us from our previous forebears, Hakadosh Baruch Hu had to put us in Mitzrayim, which is called Kura Barzel. What's Kura Barzel? It's a smelting pot. You take the ore and you put it in terrible fire and you burn it and you remove all the psoilesh, you remove all the rubbish. Mitzrayim was the cleansing of all the bad midas and all the hereditary badness which we had from the previous Avos. And now we're just Ben Avrom Yisrael Yaakov. Arami Oivinovi. That's why Hashem did us a favor. We're not saying, Takrish Bohu, thank you for taking us out of Mitzrayim. Thank you for removing the danger of the four things. And therefore, we're not saying that. We're saying to Burisham, thank you for putting me in Mitzrayim. Because I know it's a problem. It's this great Gishmak. Of being in Mitzrayim, Hot McGolfin, a person like Monazan has to have serious surgery. And the surgeon cuts him open. So you cut me open, of course you should sew me together again. No. His cutting up was a toiver for me. I had something wrong and he put it right. Mitzrayim was an ebuch, a terrible unglick, but we had to have it because we had the Zoama, as the Nishonis of the Zoya, the Zoama of the previous generations. So Vayera Mitzrayim, Vayoga Shambim Seim Otam, he's only good God, and in the end, because we went through the terrible turmoil of Mitzrayim, we became out what we are. We could come to Matan Torah, we could come to Hasina and say, Nasim and Ishma. We couldn't have done that if we still have with us the impurities that began, we should have had from the previous, from Avraham Avinu, those from Avinu's forebears, from Terach and Lavan and Mesoel. That's why it's not a common Torah, it's a common Miluim. We're Miluim now. We've now entered the Tzias Mitzrayim. Through Tzias Mitzrayim, we became Hakadosh Baruch Hu's people. We became Mekabalei HaTorah. So we're like an open Mishkan. It's like the first day of the Mishkan, where there was Gois HaSimchas, and when we brought Kabbalah, there was no Chometz there. Chometz belongs to the Torah. This is not the Torah. That's Pshat in the Arami Ovidovi, where you're in Mitzrayim, and that's the Pshat in the Halayla HaZeh, Kulu in Matzah. Those are the Chometz with the Chash of Sofim, builds that on the Abba Benaz. Kvaldika Tach. Chol Dover Doer. You don't need to have Emunah for this Nikola. Chol Dover Doer, Emdim Aleinu L'chal Haseinu. Every Doer. Everyone has different ideas how to get rid of Klal Yisrael. Ella, Bochu, Bochu, and the Kodom, and the Kodom, and the Kodom, Bochu, Matzilinu, Miyodom, the Bune, Shaloylam, Mitnissit, Niflois, I feel the Koyim after me, my dear, happened last week. Nissit, Niflois, the Bune, some looking after Klal Yisrael. So what's posh pshat in our God is, Hakadosh Baruch Hu, Matzilenu, Miyodom, Hakadosh Baruch Hu saved us from their hands, what they intended to do to us, they failed. Obviously, our Tifle Pshat. Matzilenu, Miyodom can be touched a bit different. Hakadosh Baruch Hu, Matzilenu, how did he bring about the Hatzalah, Miyodom? From what they themselves did. They dug their own pit. Lemashal. Haroi, Goza. Every Kolabin Ayiloid, on one day in Mitzrayim, Paroi decreed every child born, every boy born, Jewish or Mitzri, has to be put to death. Because that was the day his astrologers, his Chevra told him that, his fortune tellers told him that a child will be born will be the Moshiach of Israel, he will destroy Mitzrayim and he'll take them out of Mitzrayim. So Paroi said, right, I'm not having that, I'm going to kill every single boy. terrible thing to do. And Minastam, thousands and thousands, I mean, Porn of Islam was a big place, and many thousands of baby boys were killed on that day. One boy was saved, Moshe Rabbeinu. Who saved him? Paro's daughter. Who fed him? Who brought him up? Who made him great? Who taught him the Yoni Malchus? Paro. Paro sat Moshe Rabbeinu on his knee. Achus Bohu Matzilenu, Achus Bohu saves him from his head, Mi Odom. Paro himself did it. Paro gave us the Hatzor. Haman. Zach Haman. Who got rid of Vashti? Haman. Ayom and Mubuchan, get rid of Vashti, because he wanted his daughter to become queen. What happened? Esther became queen. Haman was hanged on a gallows. Where did the gallows come from? The states of Chamedrish, Haman had a big banquet hall, and the ceiling was held up by a beam, a 50 amos long beam. It was the only place he could get a beam at Chamishim Amma, Gavoya Chamishim Amma. So he demolished his banquet hall to be able to take a beam to hang Haman, to hang Mordechai. And who got hung there? Haman. Haman came into the king by night, and he said to the king, and the king said to him, Manasseh, you called him Dura, what did we do to somebody who the king is? And Pharaoh said, oh, do great. So Haman. And Haman brought him on himself, Hakshbohu Matzilenu, Hakshbohu brought that son of me, Yodom, through Haman's hands. And if I'm not mistaken, we have this the same thing again, Second World War, at a time when Britain was on its knees, and it was just a 20-mile distance from France, where the Nazi Yamashimov were in total control, and his advisors told him, right, it's time to do Britain now. Britain was on its knees, the armaments were gone. If Chasu Shalom, the Germans would have crossed over the channel, which takes an hour. In those days, the plane was slower. But how long would it take to the whole army to come across? And then, Chas v'Shalom, what would it have been? Until the advisors told him, come on, you're just 20 miles away from England. Go over to England and sort them out, and then go and do the rest. Hitler said, nah, I'll leave them. He went to Russia instead, and that was his downfall. And that's where the war turned, the turning point of the war. He lost because of the frost and the they themselves dug their own pit. That's Taisha Kripoch Matzilenu Miyodom. That should be a very, very focal point in the Haggadah when we talk about Dos Kripoch Gemacht, Matzilenu Miyodom. I don't know exactly in the details how present it's Miyodom, but that's Taisha Matzilenu Miyodom. We have Abacus. Oitesi, Itzalti, Galti, Belochachti. Chazal say, because of the four Lushonis Geula, and others say, Geulois, and the Aloshim. What does it matter if I say, I saved you, I helped you, I this you? Using a different verb doesn't mean anything. No, but Oitesi is one Geula, Itzalti is something else, and Belochachti, all the different Lushonis, not Lushonis Geula, they were different Geulois. Right? It was a different stage in the redemption that Klal Yisrael had. But the Kashi is asked, there was another one, Mehevizi Eschem El Oretz. I will bring you to Eretz Yisrael. So there's two Kashis to ask on this point. Number one, why were Chazal Goizeh Arba Kashis and not five? Vatesi Yitzal Tu Galti Vatesi Yitzal Tu Galti Vatesi Yitzal Tu Galti Vatesi Yitzal Tu. And then there's Behavis Yeshem El Oretz. So why did Chazal in Nusa be saying, oh, but Kosher Elio, that's Behavis. No. Oh, why would Chazal Masakin five Kosers? That's one question. What's the second question? And of course, what we're saying, well, it'll come out, hopefully. But the terrace to that is a state in Svarim that HaKadosh Baruch Hu was not obliged to fulfill the last one, the Hebesi, because that was on Sinai. Because if you look in the Pasuk, in Bo'era, Vitesi, Vitzelti, Vitzelti, Malakafti, Esam, Lila'am, Vidatem, Ki'ani, Hashem, Elokecha, Amitzi, Esam, Eretz Mitzrayim. The Hebesi, Esker. When you know, Vidatem, Ki'ani, Hashem, Elokecha, Amitzi, Esam, Eretz Mitzrayim, Vitzelti, Vitzelti, Malakafti, and you know, Ki'ani, Hashem, Elokecha, Amitzi, Esam, Eretz Mitzrayim, then the Hebesi, Esker, Eloret. Those people that Moshe was talking to, except for the under 20s, except for the women, and Yeshua and Kalim, none of them went into Eretz Yisrael. How could Moshe say, Eretz Yisrael? How could Moshe didn't keep his word, Eretz Yisrael and Eretz? The Teretz was Eschem, it depended on Midat of Yenei Hashem Elokeichem. The Dora Midbar said to Moshe Rabbeinu, why did you bring us to this place? So there were, Chas V'Shalom, they didn't have the richtige emuna that Hashem, as I mentioned, so Hashem is not obliged to keep it very basic. Will be, when Eze Eschem and Oretz, when Mashiach will come, the Gula Shlema will come, then be down in Kani Hashem and the Kirchen, then Eze Eschem, and then the Eze Eschem. The Eze Eschem. Oh. There's a very strange halacha. Strange in two ways. In halacha, it's interesting. Habakkuk is something very special. You have a look in Amir Pesachim, I feel him in a Talmud, somebody who's the poorest of the poor, you have to give him abacus. Right? They have to have abacus. The Gabi Tzedakah, that's what he's got to worry about. He doesn't talk about the flesh for the Suga. The din is abacus. It's a very big thing because the abacus are the simatim gula. The burnish, you celebrate over a cup of wine. The burnish learned by Tzesi, Vitzalti, Mavalti, Melokasti, Vitzalti, over the cup of wine. So the din, if you can't, if the gabbai tzedakah doesn't give him, on a hot nisht, yimkur malbushoi, sell your clothes to be able to have abakosis. That's on here, and artist got to fill in, if you haven't got a lulav, state nisht yimkur malbushoi. This was our din, there's a din how far you have to spend, how much money you give away. Here the term said no limit. You've got your wardrobe, clear your wardrobe. Oh, you've got to wear clothes. So, first of all, it's a pele, Yimkur Malbushoi. And then the biggest pele is, imagine. Okay, we generally wear a kittel. Let's forget kittel for the moment, yeah? We come to the Seder in our Yom Tov suit. We have a Shabbos, a weekday suit. A Shabbos suit, we have our best finery, our finery clothes, Yom Tov. Come to the Seder, normally, mom is wearing a beautiful dress. Everybody's wearing lovely, new, smile. Clothes, it's an aura of simcha, a great celebration, right? This guy didn't have money for abacuses, so he sold his Shabbos suit. He's coming to the Seder in his weekday suit, so he's had it cleaned, okay? That's business for the cleaners, and he's clean. But he's wearing all his finery, his Shabbos stuff, his Shabbos shirt, and his Shabbos suit, his Shabbos hat, his Shabbos shoes. He's in his weekday clothes, and he's coming to the Seder because Cheirus. What's for Cheirus does? Cheirus is, I don't have to worry about the bills that are coming in, I've got plenty in the bank, that's Cheirus. Here he's look, he's got nothing, and he's coming to the Seder looking like a pauper. Where's the Simcha of Cheirus here? Why do Chazal say him Kamal Busha? So the Teretz has to be, this is the problem with Shmaiman, I'm not sure. The Teretz has to be, the Cheirus isn't Cheirus from financial difficulties or Cheirus from physical difficulties. Cheirus is Taich, the ability to have no impediment to say HaKadosh Baruch Hu. That's Cheirus. The fact that I'm wearing a Dasut or a Dasut doesn't make any difference. I have to come at the night of the Seder in whatever situation I am and say, Ribbono Shel Olam, you took me out of Avdus or Paroi and you gave me the opportunity to be your Eved. That's Cheirus. Because the truth is, somebody who's lohutacha, his hanos, his tavos olam hazeh, his need for money and his need for all the things olam hazeh, which he strives for and he needs them, he's not ben chori. He's always got something more. He's got to get for this and for that, and to be free from worry, if that's the right word. To be free from nothing in my mind. I'm a free man. I can say back to his bubble. That is the height of cheirus, and that's why Chazal say these cases. They symbolize that. Whatever it costs, it doesn't matter. It should not take away at all, diminish in the slightest bit the fact that you're not wearing nice clothes, etc. Yimko Malbusha, because Abakosis brings you to the height of Simcha, of height of the understanding of Cheirus. Doesn't matter. Rabbi Shimon asks, again, this is David Rabbi Shimon, a similar question with a similar answer to this, a fake like this. The Zohar says, "Zochatem lamat hiskon eshem teischom eretz Mitzrayim." You have to remember that day. It's a mitzvah. Something every day to remember. It's Mitzrayim. We went out to Mitzvah every day in the year. Pesach night is something special. Extra mitzvahs. But there's a mitzvah to remember Zochores Hayoim Hazeh Asher Yitzoseh Mimitzrayim. You came out to Mitzvah on the 15th of Nisan. Remember that Gvaldika day. So I'm not giving a mashal azoy. In the bad old days of slavery in South America. Yeah? Really bad times. When the slaves there were in a terrible situation. And a guy, one fellow had had enough of the beatings and of the deprivation and of the terrible situations. He broke free. He managed to get free. He managed to get out. But he got a problem. Where did he go? Wherever he goes in South America, he's a black, he's a shark. So whoever sees him will send him back there. So never, it took him ages. He could walk by night in the dark, but in the day he had to hide under the bushes. So he went on for weeks and weeks and weeks. In a terrible situation, he's broken away from the plantation where he was enslaved, but he's going on for months and months and months until finally, after this how long, somebody had Rahmanos and he managed it far away, and this guy helped him, and he clothed him, and he gave him a job, and he's now free. What day should he celebrate? What day does he celebrate? The day he broke away from the plantation, he had 9 months of horror to get home. Somebody will run away if I want to from the plantation camp. And he went through crazy, he went for 9 months hiding and there. When's he happy? When he's at the end. So what's Zocharis Hayyum Hazeh? Yidin came out of Mitzrayim, big deal. They have Nisim and the flows by the Yam, big deal. But for 40 years, we're wandering around like a nomadic tribe with nowhere to go, no belonging, no nothing, garnish. Zocharis Hayyum Hazeh. So say Zocharis Hayyum when you came into Eretz Yisrael, or Zocharis Hayyum in Buddha Bitamitos or something. What's Zocharis Hayyum Hazeh? So Rabbi Shvadron, because the Zocharis Hayyum Hazeh is the Cheirus of being able to save HaKadosh Baruch Hu. On the 15th of Nisan, we were free from Avdos Paroi, and now, however much difficulty we have ahead of us, we have a Midbar, we have whatever we have, but we are Avdei Hashem, and we have nothing in the way to stop us being Avdei Hashem. That's Zocharis Hayyum Hazeh. That's why that day, particularly. The Malbim explains the Esamakas as follows. Poshut, we always understand that the tachlis of the Eser Makas is punish paroi. As we stated, Medrash, each Makkah would midah connected midah, the different problems that the Yidden had because of the Mitzrayim, with Dom Tzvadeh, Sachmish Bohu, paid him back, Dom Tzvadeh, all of the Makkahs were midah connected midah, punishment for paroi. To say that it was a softening up process to make paroi give in the end, that's Nishkin's pshat, because if Moshe wants Paro to give in the Kabbalah, we'll make it better than that. So the Malbim says that Tachlis of the Makkahs was one thing only, to teach Emunah. To teach Emunah, and mainly to teach Emunah to Klal Yisrael, not necessarily to Paro. Paro also had to know of the Burnish Shalom, but more important for the Yid. So the Medrash brings that when Moshe Rabbeinu came the first time to Paro, came in the first time to Paro with Aaron and say, let you go. Paro said, me on earth, it's a ganze lange medrash, and there's time for enough beautiful medrash what went on there. Paro said, me on earth, I don't know who this God is that you're coming to give me a message. He hasn't ever spoken to me. He's never sent me any presents. He hasn't acknowledged my existence. I don't know this God. I've looked at all my gods. I've got lists and lists. He's got a whole phone book of all the names of all the various gods. He's not listed in there. Go away, go away. I don't know who he is. Me on earth. So Moshe Rabbeinu said to him, Yeshua, it's the one who could borrow Shemaim Ba'aretz. That's the one. He's not in your books. So Paro said, now I know you're a liar because I need Borosi, see Shemaim Ba'aretz. I made Shemaim Ba'aretz. So Paro was way, way, the whole of Mitzrayim, the whole attitude of Mitzrayim was Mamish Kfirah, there was nobody by Yisrael. Unfortunately, because Klal Yisrael lived there for all that time, it affected them. The Emunah wasn't Mizdaftazan. Klal Yisrael had dropped that mental Shari Tumah. So the Malbim, there are three main areas in Emunah that we're going to have, and the different levels of lack of this knowledge. Number one, the very first thing is, there's Dore Burdish Leilam who created Shamayim Vaharetz. He's the boss. It didn't come by Big Bang, it didn't come by evolution, it came because Horatius Borah Lukim. That's number one. Once you've got that Hakara, which is a step forward, you now need the second step. There were plenty of people, talking about the Dore Enosh, where the Bore Lishlam, yes, there is a creator who created the world, but it's below his dignity to muss about with down here on earth. It says earthly matters are not his business. He left it to the nature, He's not in charge anymore. He gave it over to nature. It's not important enough for me to look after. Toz. Hakadosh Baruch Hu. When every leaf falls off a tree, there's a designated spot where it has to fall. In the autumn, what, 10 million, 100 million leaves fall off the trees. Every single leaf is decided where it would go. Every single action that takes place on earth is direct. HaKadosh Baruch Hu's decision how it should be. That's another shtickle in Munah. You have to know that everything that happens in the world is only the Ribbono Shel Olam. And the third thing you have to know is that there's nothing that can stand in the way of Hashem's rights. Hashem can do everything we want, and nobody, nothing, no power can obstruct what HaKadosh Baruch Hu wants. Those three chalakim of Emunah were missing. And therefore the Malbim says, if we split the Tzach, Adash, Ba'achav into the three, he learns like this. The Tzach, the first two makas of each set of three, the Tzach, Dom Tzvadeya, Orev and Deva, the second set, and Borod and Arbe of the third set, they were the Shnei Edim, Al-Pishnaim Edim Yukam Dovah, two Edim to testify to these points. So he said like this. Paro said, I created the world. Mitzrayim bowed down to the Nile. Nile was their life-giving, it was their life. So to them, the Nile was God. By Makas Domi, have a look in the Chumash, in the Psukim, the Malbim brings it, every one of the Psukim, it says by the first set of Makas, Bavu Teda Ki Ani Hashem. I'm going to do this, I'm going to bring Dom Tzvadeh, but I will tell you, to teach you one thing, Ani Hashem, you think the Nile is Hashem, you think the Nile created the world, the Nile's in power, I'll take the Nile and smash it to bits. Instead of a life-giving water, a river, it'll be blood, which is useless. And not only that, this life-giving God produced frogs, which Malbim brings, I think I mentioned it last year, the Malbim brings, crocodiles came as well, Malbim writes, Kuf, Reish, Aleph, Kuf, Dalet, Yud, Lamed. If you look at the Chumash Malbim, crocodiles. Until then, there were no crocodiles in the Nile, and now from then onwards are crocodiles. So it wasn't just a frog. Imagine 10,000 frogs running around in this room here. I don't know how we'd be sitting so quietly, right? And imagine all over the place frogs. And that came, this terrible unglick, this terrible thing came from the God, Israel, this God. Don't try there. Next, Ani Hashem says, Kereb Oretz. Orov, with Orov you will know, Ani Hashem, Kereb Oretz. So the Malbim, what was Orev? All the various wild creatures, which didn't live in the cities, snakes, scorpions, lions, tigers, all these wild creatures are out in the jungles and in the desert. Mitzrayim's got plenty of desert. They're all around. So what does Hashem say? All these creatures have to come to the cities and attack the people. Yeah? Okay. Now, Moshe said, Mocha, it'll be happening tomorrow. The Orev will come tomorrow. What's up tomorrow? It'll take time for them to get here. All the animals have got to travel. Now, some animals travel quicker than others. But all of them have to come to Mitzrayim, and not an animal moves to attack until they get the go-ahead. So they all came around, from all around, all the various places, and waited at the edge like an army, waiting for the moment to go. And then, when it came to the time, whenever it would be, then Hashem said, go, and all the animals came to attack. What does that show you? There's a control. These animals are not attacking because they're attacking. They are controlled. Computer controlled. It's a puppet control, but it's a control. There's a control above there. They didn't do anything. Ad kedei kach, if a lion was charging down the street, and in front of him there was a yid, so normally if there's a person there, the lion's charging, going to kill. He sees the first person. Excuse me. And he goes around. Sorry, it's not you I'm after. And he goes to a mitzvah. What does that show you? That a lion doesn't attack. A lion is said by the Ribbono Shel Olam, Ani Hashem b'kerev oretz. And deve. What's the deve? A pestilence. A serious disease amongst the cattle and the sheep. Put 10,000 sheep in a field, and there's a disease, contagious disease. And so many of them in the middle didn't get affected. Oh yeah, well they didn't catch the germ. What, they've been inoculated. Pshat is that it's not the germ that killed it. It's not. The Ribbono Shel Olam said, that sheep, that cow, that... Not anything else. Ani Hashem b'kerev oretz. I'm controlling what happens on earth. That's the second set. The third set, Borod and Arbe were both against the nature of the powers of the weather, wind, and etc. Those are very great powers. The sun is a great... These are all powers. What's their powers? HaKadosh Baruch Hu invested them with powers. But they were powerless to stop HaKadosh Baruch Hu and Borod. Ash and mine together. And the Ribbono Shel Olam is control. Ash and Borod. Ash and mine. Nature won't let water and fire work together. Those go together. Izariah, that nothing can oppose HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And the Arab had blotted out the sun. All these things are not powers of their own. They cannot obstruct HaKadosh Baruch Hu. HaKadosh Baruch Hu gave Klal Yisrael these three lessons through those makas. I just want to finish this one thing. Beautiful Rambam. Amor HaDikar Rambam, which is Nogea for us, Mamish. You know, in Boy, there's a discussion, the Pasuk talks about Abba Meir Shana, and Shloshim Abba Meir Shana, 400 years, 430 years, and that's a whole pshat. What was it? Was it 400 with 430? What's pshat in this discrepancy of the 30 years? So there's various pshat, but the Rambam says, it's Chiddush, Ani Oymer, he says, I think like this, Ki ha-pshat ha-mechubim min ha-koil, it's a Rambam in Boy. The best pshat of all is that Abba Meir Shana was the sentence. HaKadosh Baruch Hu sentenced Klal Yisrael to prison for 400 years. That's for their kapara. If somebody's sent to prison for doing a crime, 10 years, and in the middle it does the same crime again in prison, so what will happen? When it comes to the end of 10 years, I'm going to go now, excuse me, sir, but you've got another 10 years, yeah? Klal Yisrael in Mitzrayim went down to Memphis Shari Tumah. So how can they come at the end of the 400 years and say, right, it's time up, let us go. So the Ramban there, and that's why Taka the Bnei Ephraim went out to the Ramban. They said 400 years, I suppose they 400 years, so we're going, and they went. But the sin of Mitzrayim, says the Ramban, and therefore, Tosefes Aleim Ba'oven Adorahu, these 30 years were an added on the sentence, because you deserved it. If he had been decreed by Hashem for Shono, Oshino Saim, and Yosef al Khatosoi Posha, but heavy carries on, then he gets more. So what? How's it come out? The Ramban says, Yosef. Really, the Yidden deserve to stay more than the extra 30. No boss. Elo, these are the words for us. Shetzoaku, the Hirbo Mitfila. Moiradi. You don't deserve it. You've got no right to ask them, let me take you out inside before the 400th. I've done 430, you need longer. Oh, but you cry to me, I'll listen to you and I'll let you out of Mitzrayim. No, isn't that in the chomer for us? We can't handle it with tzaddikim. Take us out of this golas hama, help us. Oh, but we can cry. If from Pesach we come out with a koyach of tefillah, I remember as a child in school, I think it was Moshe Ellison saying to us once in the lesson, if we were to say to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, enough, I cannot stand golos any longer, we really meant it, HaKadosh Baruch Hu would listen to us and end the kula. I'll make it in your loss. Oh, man.